Another environmental story now, this from Taiwan. The island off China, which is trying to eliminate garbage and litter. In the next 15 years, Taiwan hopes to become the world's first zero-waste society. The government there says it's already eliminated 65% of its garbage and turned waste into recyclable, profitable goods. Lisa Schlein reports.
This bone-crushing sound is what most people expect to hear when their garbage gets picked up. They usually don't expect to hear this. But that's exactly what people in Taiwan's major cities hear. Waste management expert Harvey Hoon says when people hear the garbage serenade, they pick up their bags and deposit them directly in the truck.
The people, they will know when they hear the music, they know the collecting truck is coming. They have a pretty good idea about when and where the truck is coming.
So unlike most other cities in the world, garbage rarely ends up on the streets of Taipei. Hoon taught at the University of Texas in Houston for many years before being summoned by the Taiwan government to advise it on how to control the island's runaway garbage problem.
In Taiwan, we have a quite dense population here in Taiwan, especially in Taipei. Most of people are living in the high-rise buildings. And I still remember back in 10 years ago when I came back here, they were joking that Taipei City is a city of garbage.
Well, no more. Taiwan's Environmental Protection Agency embarked on an ambitious program to turn things around. 4 years ago, the Taipei City government implemented a fee-per-package policy. Under the system, residents use standard-sized bags to collect their garbage. Since people pay a fee for each bag, Hoon says residents have found ways to reduce the amount of trash they produce, and this in turn has bolstered recycling efforts.
Then people, they can separate for those recyclable material from the regular garbage. And for those recyclable material, they do not have to pay. In other words, they will save money, and there's financial incentives involved there.
The program appears to be working. In the past 3 years, Taipei has reduced the quantity of garbage it collects by 65%. This has also stimulated industries that manufacture products from recyclable materials, such as paper, bottles, and aluminum cans. The city also is cracking down on litter bugs. It has installed video cameras on street corners to monitor its citizens. Even restaurants are involved in the effort to control waste. Walking into the Chinese kitchen at the Grand Hyatt Taipei Hotel feels like walking into the den of a fire-breathing dragon. Stewarding manager James Lee acts as a guide and explains the work of chefs laboring at large steaming woks.
They have a six wok. When the six wok work together, there will be a very, very exciting feeling.
This kitchen is where chefs work around the clock to prepare Chinese and Western-style food for about 2,000 hotel guests every day. Food, even the most delicious, eventually generates garbage. The hotel employs six people to collect and sort the garbage. There are different bins for recyclable goods and for dry trash. Lee opens a big freezer where the wet garbage is kept.
From here, you cannot get any smelling from the spoilage or the wet garbage.
Only when you open it, like now.
Yes, we keep the odor smelling inside.
An outside contractor comes very early every morning to pick up the garbage. The wet garbage is sold to farmers who use it for compost or for feeding their pigs. Very little goes to waste. Freelance garbage collectors from mainland China do a booming business. Taiwan Information Officer Wei Ling Liu imitates their call.
But I don't know what that means. That's something garbage, you know.
Liu says they pedal their bicycles through the back alleys of the city, calling out for empty wine bottles, newspapers, books, and so on. Their call complements the melodic tones coming from the garbage trucks. Liu says people relate to the garbage serenade because it's derived from a popular song.
酒干倘卖落, 酒干倘卖落.
For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein.